Now, one of the considerations for patients who have had their maximal conservative therapy and are still at risk, either by a conventional definition of more than 1 gram per day, or if their IgA nephropathy risk score still suggests a strong risk of progressing, the KDIGO guidelines have suggested that you consider systemic corticosteroids. However, in the STOP IgA nephropathy study, we do know that there was more reduction in proteinuria with either corticosteroids or other immunosuppressive drugs, but there were also higher adverse events, including serious adverse events. And then when the population of STOP IgA nephropathy was followed longer, there was no net kidney function preservation. So you mainly had more adverse events without a clinically meaningful benefit. In the testing trial, which was a randomized controlled trial done predominantly among Asian patients, here methylprednisolone was tested against placebo, and the intervention had to be altered from the regular dose to a slightly reduced dose of systemic corticosteroids due to an unacceptable, according to their data safety monitoring board, rate of adverse events. And then the treatment was continued with lower dose, and the combined evaluation of the lower dose and the standard dose showed that there was a renal benefit of substantially reducing a composite of a 40% eGFR decline or kidney failure or death from kidney failure and a sustained reduction in proteinuria. But even in the reduced dose, there's still a very significant systemic exposure to corticosteroids, and there was still a very significant increase in steroid side effects and in severe adverse events, including life-threatening infections.